This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Wednesday, November 27th, 2024, the Thanksgiving edition. Ed Medashian, N8LPQ of Toledo, Ohio, is the recipient of the 2024 ARRL Technical Service Award. He was presented the award plaque and motion certificate by ARRL Great Lakes Division Director Scott Yonley, N8SY, at a ceremony held on November 23rd at the Toledo Emergency Management Agency. The ARRL Technical Service Award is given annually to one or more licensed radio amateurs whose service to the amateur community and or society at large is of the most exemplary nature within the framework of amateur radio and technical activities. The award motion certificate presented to Medashian noted he exemplifies the spirit of the award through creating ways to learn and share technical information, including his weekly breakfast meetings and his licensing classes that train both prospective and current hands. "It was a great day for me," said Director Yonley. A room full of his students each got up and did a short testimonial on how Ed has helped them in not only getting licensed, but also getting on the air, and how he encourages them to upgrade as well. "What a day it was," Yonley added. "This is what being a member of ARRL is all about." Medashian has been licensed since 1981. He holds a general class license and has been an ARRL member for 13 years. ARRL has published its 2023 annual report, which includes a summary of the year's program activities, along with the 2023 and 2022 financial statements and an independent auditor's report. ARRL marked 2023 as the Year of the Volunteers, recognizing the nearly 57,000 volunteers who contribute to supporting the organization and the wider amateur radio community. "The future of amateur radio rests on the shoulders of volunteers, and every one of us can be a volunteer," said ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, in his message in the annual report. The report highlights the involvement of volunteers across program areas, including ARRL volunteer examiners and Amateur Radio Emergency Service ARES volunteers. "It seems right for an organization like ours, which is fueled by volunteers, to take a moment to recognize the countless individuals who share their time, talent, and treasure with ARRL to advance the hobby we all love," said ARRL Chief Executive Officer Dave Minster, NA2AA, in his included report. Minster also noted the celebration of the ARRL Foundation's 50 years in 2023, its work which has benefited the charitable, educational, and scientific efforts of the amateur radio community. Minster recognized the generous contributions from Amateur Radio Digital Communications, ARDC, which renewed commitments amounting to more than $2.1 million to support club grants, education programs, and scholarships. "This represents the largest single commitment ever for our organization," said Minster. Also included in the annual report is ARRL's Report to America, which references the involvement of amateur radio operators during natural disasters that occurred in 2023. In addition to formal partnership agreements with served agencies, including the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. In May of 2023, ARRL entered into an updated memorandum of agreement with FEMA to enhance cooperation between ARES and FEMA in providing disaster communication when all else fails. The ARRL 2023 annual report is available now for download at www.arrl.org/annual-reports. Santa Claus will be on the amateur radio airways again this year. The 3.916 SantaNet will be on the air every night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time from November 29th through December 24th. You can reserve a spot with Santa by making a pre-net check-in. You can check in each night starting at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time online at www.cqsanta.com. Santa and Mrs. Claus will also be together on the air this year thanks to a special arrangements with the Crowley, Kansas County Amateur Radio Club. They will be on the air on the 147.000 repeater and the Sunflower Net system between 10 a.m. and noon on November 30th and beginning at 10 a.m. until band conditions change on November 14th and 21st. In addition to the local repeater, the Sunflower Net offers connection options to All-Star, DMR, D-Star, Echolink, Fusion, Hamshack Hotline, M17, and P25. The club is also sending up a radio link at the local library to talk to Santa. And also for the fourth year, Santa has sent Elf Chucky and his team of amateur radio operators to northern Colorado to help make sure children of all ages can talk to Santa on station N0P from the North Pole. Thanks to the Longmont Amateur Radio Club and the Northern Colorado Amateur Radio Club, children can get into the holiday spirit by talking to Santa on the radio. Both are ARRL affiliate clubs, and you can get details on that operation at ARRL.org. One final reminder about the YouTube Telethon to raise money for the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology. That will be held on Saturday, November 30th, 2024, on the Ham Radio Crash Course channel. It will be hosted by YouTuber Josh Nash, KI6NAZ. Quite a few amateur radio content creators will join Nash and others on the stream. ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATI, will bring on teachers who have been through the Teachers Institute to talk about their successes. And you can join the fun. There is a link at ARRL.org. And donors have placed a $20,000 challenge gift online, too. And you can help unlock that challenge this weekend. Thanksgiving is a time of joyous celebration followed by a frenzy of commercialization and the frenetic static and noise on the band of life. We hope you'll find a moment to reflect on the things for which you are grateful. ARRL is grateful to its members who allow us to do their work on their behalf of promoting and protecting amateur radio and inspiring future generations to make ham radio and wireless technology a part of their lives. No one does more for amateur radio. ARRL is globally recognized by radio amateurs and the public for promoting amateur radio through superior delivery of content, training, and licensing. Whether a ham is new to the hobby or an experienced contester, ARRL programs and services are there for you. The work is supported by many generous donors. Some of them are part of the Maxim Society, but many more stand with ARRL through smaller gifts as they can. Each donation makes a direct impact on this hobby, and we all serve and enjoy. We are deeply grateful for each gift. As the holiday weekend comes and goes and Black Friday sales give way to Cyber Monday, giving you a head start on holiday shopping, please consider the impact you can make on Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday is a national campaign to support nonprofits like ARRL. It's a time during the busy holiday season to reflect on your ways that you can make an impact. ARRL would appreciate your consideration this year on Giving Tuesday. A gift, no matter what amount, would further enable the work we do. ARRL is investing in the future of amateur radio by inspiring and educating America's youth in radio communications and technology through expansion of existing programs and the creation of curriculum-based initiatives targeted at middle and high school STEM education programs. ARRL is developing the next generation of radio amateurs. Thank you for your consideration. We are thankful for you being an engaged member. And if you'd like to support the ARRL Giving Tuesday campaign, you'll find a link at ARRL.org. Amateur radio operators ages 25 and younger will be on the air as special event stations around the world throughout the December celebration of Youth on the Air Yoda Month in amateur radio. Yoda Month stations will be on all bands and all modes at various times, and QSL and award information is available at events.ham-yoda.com. Last year, young hams worldwide surpassed their goal of 100,000 QSOs in the month of December, with a final tally of 103,788. More information about Yoda Month, specifically in the Americas, can be found at youtubeontheair.org, including a link to all Yoda station spots on the dxsummit.com. Overlapping with Yoda Month is Round 3 of the Yoda Contest, which is on December 30th, 2024, from 1000 to 2159 UTC. The 83rd anniversary of the Civil Air Patrol, CAP, will be commemorated with special event station W9CAP beginning Saturday, November 30th at 1200 Zulu, that's 6 a.m. Central Time, through Saturday, December 1st at 2359 Zulu, 5:59 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Illinois wing of the Civil Air Patrol Amateur Radio Club is coordinating this event for an opportunity to contact and thank CAP members for their volunteer missions. The planned frequencies are 28.450 MHz upper sideband, 18.125 MHz upper sideband as well, 14.250 MHz upper sideband, and 7.225 MHz lower sideband. For more information and instructions on how to obtain a QSL card, contact the club at its website. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Long before there was STEM, AMSAT was working on providing students with a way to observe spacecraft telemetry. On AO7, the Morse Code Telemetry Encoder System, or TLM, was designed and fabricated by John Good, W5CAY. The little box used fixed logic comprised of 34 ICs and one op amp for the AD converter. Using CMOS components was amazingly efficient. It only required 2 milliamps of current at 10 volt DC. There were 24 analog input channels that were organized in 4 columns and 6 rows. They were divided into current, voltage, and temperature channels. All were scaled to a 1 volt full-scale input. The encoder produced decimal values and was organized into 2 Morse code characters between 0 and 99. The first number of each word was a digit giving the row number of the datum. This reduced ambiguity of where in the frame the encoder was. This was to handle a student missing a bit. There you had it. AO7 was already providing teachers and those interested in what is happening to the spacecraft with real-time data. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, more great contests on November 28th, the RSGB 80-meter Autumn Series, that's CW. On November 29th, there are 3 contests, the NCC FT4 Sprint Digital, the weekly RTTY test, that's digital, and the NCC Sprint, that is CW. November 3rd, it's the ARS Spartan Sprint, CW, and also on December 3rd, the Worldwide Sideband Activity Contest, that's phone, and on December 4th, the phone weekly test, that is phone. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions, December 13th through the 14th, it's the Tampa Bay Ham Fest, sponsoring the ARRL West Central Florida Section Convention, that's in Plant City, Florida. January 4th, Ham Radio University, sponsoring the ARRL New York City Long Island Section Convention, that's in Brookville, New York. And on January 10th through the 11th, 2025, the Southwest Florida Regional Ham Fest, sponsoring the ARRL Southern Florida Section Convention, that's in Fort Myers, Florida. And a reminder that ARRL will be closed in observance of Thanksgiving on Thursday and Friday, November 28th and 29th, 2024. There will be no W1AW bulletins, code practice, or visitor operations during that time. ARRL headquarters will reopen on Monday, December 2nd, 2024 at 8 a.m., 1300 UTC. During the closure, members are encouraged to use the ARRL website, www.arrl.org, for membership renewals, publication purchases, and to access most benefits, services, and programs. We wish you and yours a happy holiday, and we're thankful for your membership and support. And finally this week, thanks to the Northwest Montana Repeater Group in Lakeside, Montana, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeaters. 7-3, and happy Thanksgiving.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.